Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today. Colin Woodall, NCBA, joining us today, talking about the new Gypsy rules in just a moment.
Kubota's new M7 series helps you get the most success out of every acre. With 170 horsepower, unprecedented comfort, and premium performance features. Right now, a Kubota M7 can be yours with 0% financing for up to 84 months and a generous competitive trade-in bonus. The M7 is Kubota's smartest and largest tractor ever. Add one to your year-end checklist. Call toll-free 1-800-794-4992 for details about cost and terms. Power and other specifications are based on various standards or recommended practices.
Cattle producers, there's no need to take chances on poor performance with your stockers on wheat pasture. Try Sweetlix Rumensin blocks today. These convenient blocks deliver Rumensin for growth promotion and high-quality nutrition all in one package. For pennies per head per day, stocker producers with the Rumensin Advantage can achieve 20 pounds or more per head of additional selling weight during a 100-day grazing period. Where else can you get that kind of return on investment? Stop in to see your nearest Sweetlix supplier today. Always read and follow label directions. USDA calling them their fair practices rules for livestock producers. But the biggest of the livestock industry groups for poultry, for hogs, and for cattle are all calling the so-called Gypsy rule a rerun from 2010. And according to Colin Woodall of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, the rules rolled out yesterday afternoon are nothing but bad news.
It is basically just a scaled-down version of the original 2010 Gypsy rule, but what they did is they left in the most onerous provisions, the ones that absolutely are going to have a direct impact on the value-added programs that we have worked so hard to put in place over the years. So even though it's called the Farmer Fair Practices Act, it's still that old Gypsy rule, and again, it is a government solution looking for a problem. And we're very concerned that this is the way that Secretary Vilsack has decided to punch us in the gut on his way out the door.
Regarding some of the specifics in regards to, you know, what could hurt the cattle industry, what are, you know, most onerous in your mind?
Well, it has to do with the whole issue of unfair and undue preference and the scope that they are trying to change with the Packers and Stockyards Act. It's still so broad and so ambiguous that this is basically going to be a trial lawyer's dream to be able to bring lawsuits against packers and other portions of the beef chain to claim that they may or may not think that different value-added programs out there are fair for all producers. And it's that kind of liability and exposure that it has really caused everybody within the supply chain to be concerned. It has caused the packers in particular to tell us, hey, look, with that kind of liability, they're not going to pay premiums for cattle that are a part of programs like this. And so, again, in a time of a downward market, the last thing we need is to lose opportunities. But this rule is going to put us in that scenario, and that's why we are concerned here, because he's actually not adding any fairness at all. He's taking away opportunity for us. This is the government basically telling cattle producers how to market their cattle.
And Woodall says these fair practice rules could really harm value-added beef cattle programs.
Having that kind of liability with this fear of being sued by a trial attorney every time a producer just thinks that it may be unfair that he's not getting the same price as somebody who's enrolled in one of these programs is going to make all the processors and the packers think twice before they engage in these programs. Losing those opportunities is taking opportunities away from us. And again, these are opportunities that we, as the producer side of this equation, have built over the years.
NCBA's Colin Woodall. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron. Well, cattle producers, the final Superior Video Livestock Auction of the year coming up this Friday, December 16th on Dish Network Satellite 232 and SuperiorClickToBid.com. The start time, 8 a.m. Central Time, 19,500 head to be sold, 4,200 yearling steers, 2,400 yearling heifers, and 10,800 weaned calves. For more information about the sale, call Superior Livestock at 800-422-2117 or go to SuperiorLivestock.com. Remember, at Superior Livestock, we bring the market to you. At your Beef Buzz, I'm Ron Hayes reporting.